DeAndre, you've linked up with Deshaun ever since, you know, he was drafted, basically. But your ability today to continue to work with him, this team puts up 57 points, which is a franchise high. They've done that before. What are you starting to see from him now that it's his spot, his confidence is coming through, and he's really able to sync up with you as a receiver?
He's maturing more and more every day, not just on the field but off the field. He's doing things that characteristics of a quarterback that wants to win everything, the ultimate goal. And, you know, the way he carries himself, not just on the field but off the field, the leadership mentality that he has, he has the pedigree to be great. And just the adjustments that he can make on the field, going on the sideline, going out and correcting it. I haven't had that in a while.
DeAndre, what kind of a two-part question. What does it mean to beat a team like that? And are you surprised in the fashion of the way you did it?
No, I'm not surprised at all. The way we worked at practice, the game plan, the O'Brien call, the way we worked in general, just at practice, we knew we could come out and take advantage of some things. We knew if the defense stopped the run and took care of business, then we were going to put up points.
I know you said that you try not to be in Deshaun's ear all game because you know the coaches are, but what is that communication like during the game, especially in a day like today?
Basically, if we went out and didn't score in the red zone, basically that was just, because we was driving the ball pretty good. So if we didn't score in the red zone, we were going over things that we saw we could take advantage of to put 7 on the board instead of 3. But it was constant communication throughout the game, even when we were up in the fourth quarter, still going over things that can help us in the Chiefs game. It's not just him. It's Sean. It's O'Brien. It's all of us coming together. My receivers coach, all of us going over things that we see we can take advantage of because they have iPads and they can see things faster than we can coming on the sideline, and they go over stuff. So it's just it's a whole team, communicating and doing the things that we want to do.
You kind of touched on this. How has the mentality of this offense changed? It used to be this was like a field position kind of thing, opportunistic, and now it looks like you're attacking almost every play.
The way we practice, man, honestly, the way we go out and practice, we start off with drives like that, driving the ball down the field. The way we condition in the offseason, guys not thinking, all right, we got to have good field position to score, but let's go 90 yards, let's go 80 yards. Every time we touch the ball, we're trying to score. We're not happy with 3. We need 7. So just that mentality that we have, and obviously it helped having a quarterback in the backfield that can keep the play alive even when it's supposed to be dead.
There was a sequence where you and Deshaun, basically, it seemed like you were running the exact same play over and over again, and you guys had that rhythm going. What's it like when you and a quarterback just have like a play where you are in such a sync every single one of these plays, you can just keep on doing the same thing over and over again, and it's going to be successful?
Well, it is like good. Very good.
DeAndre, you've been here for a long time and seen a lot of changes on this offense, through a lot of things. What does it mean to you to be on the team that scored the most points in franchise history, put up 50? That rarely happens in the NFL. Like, what does a day like this mean to you?
It means a lot. You have to thank the organization for going out and moving up and getting a guy like Deshaun Watson, for taking that risk on moving up and trading draft picks to go out and get a guy they know that can do this for his organization. So it starts, not just with us, but with the organization going down and getting a guy like that. But obviously O'Brien developing Deshaun for him to come out. And the way we practice, the way we go about things every day, not just on the field but off the field, our mindset is we're going to score every time we touch the ball or it's a disappointment with 3 points.
Beyond the 2 touchdowns he scored, were you able to identify what kind of influence Will Fuller had on the offense today?
Of course. I said it before early in the week. Will can open up the field. He's a big part of this offense scoring 50-something points the way we did. You can't just key in on me. You have to, obviously watch Will down the field every play because he has, speed that you can't coach. I can hear you. Come on. I got you.
Do you remember how you felt on draft night when they moved up and got Deshaun?
Oh, man. Clemson alum, that's one of the best feelings I had since I've been here. Obviously, after he got winning the national championship, I felt great. I got you. Go ahead, man. I got
you.
Oh, man. Dylan been working hard. Obviously with the loss of Brian Cushing, You know, that's a big loss. But Dylan has filled that spot well, if you ask me. Came in, the way he works at practice, that's how he practices. Even when he's not getting an interception, he runs to the ball. And he has speed that you can't coach at that linebacker position.
DeAndre, what's Bruce Ellington brought to the offense?
Toughness, for sure. Out there on that edge. I played basketball with Bruce. I've been knowing Bruce for a long time, so I know, you know, his mentality. He's a tough guy. You know, 50-50 balls, he wants them. And blocking, he'll go down and chip the D in if he needs to.